إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the time of our death, and He said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. He said that when the time comes, it will neither be delayed nor will it be advanced, even by a single instant. I remind myself and you of the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My example is like that of a man on a horse who is riding through the desert. He comes to a tree and he halts in the shade of the tree for a little while to take some rest, and then he continues his journey. That rest in the tree, that rest under the shade of the tree, is the extent of our life. How long will we stay in the shade of that tree?" I remind myself and you of another hadith of Rasulullah sallam, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, Sahih hadith, where Rasulullah sallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He makes him do deeds which are pleasing to Him. He makes him do good things. He takes khidmat from this person. In another hadith, also in Bukhari and Muslim, on the same subject, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He sweetens him. And the Sahaba said, "What is the meaning of sweetening, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sweetening means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person do deeds which are pleasing to Him, and then He takes his soul while doing one of those deeds." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this for us, inshallah. I remind myself and you that every day we get reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this time of departure. Every day we get reminders. We get reminders in the form of people we know, our friends who pass away, relatives who pass away, and always the talk is the same, that just a few days ago he was fine, just a few days ago he was here, he used to pray with us, he used to do this, he used to do that. Yesterday I was speaking to a good friend of mine, and I asked about the daughter of another friend. And she said, "Don't ask about her." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because she died. Young girl. Was probably in her late 20s or if that. Definitely under 30. I said, "How did that happen?" She said that she was in the country that she lived in. I'm deliberately not mentioning names and so on and so on, because I don't want you to start guessing what the lesson of the story. The country she lived in, she suddenly one day, she was at the railway station, she collapsed. And there was some nurse nearby, they called the ambulance and they took her to the hospital and so on. The doctors revived her. And they said that she has this rare cardiac problem, and that it can occur at any time. There is no cure for it. But as long as she is careful with her physical activity and so on, she should be okay. Some time after that, maybe a few months after that, or maybe a year or two after that, she went to the birthday party of another friend, and they were all in the party, they were having a good time and they were dancing and all that. And suddenly she dropped dead on the dance floor. point I'm making is that we get reminders. We get reminders of people dying in sujood, and we get reminders of people dying on dance floors. The point is not to sit in judgment on them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive everybody. But the point is to ask, how will I die? In what state will I die? Because in the end, that's the only thing which matters. That is the only thing which matters. And that's why Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, as a reminder for himself, used to say that if somebody tells me that the whole world went into Jannah and only one man went into Jahannam, I will believe that it was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And the opposite, and he said, if they told me that the whole world went into Jahannam and only one man went into Jannah, I would imagine that it is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So it is the fear of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bain al-khawfi wa tam'a, which is the position of the Muslim, between the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between khashatullah, and the belief in the rahmah and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the rahmat of and maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is something which we need to give an excuse for. So what is that excuse? What state will I die in? That is the main thing. You think about that. What state will I die in? And the short answer for that is, you will die in the state that you used to live in. You will die in the state that you used to live in. I have given this example before in one of my khutbas. And I said that if somebody gives you a Ferrari sweatshirt, right, and says that, wear this, our inspector will come. One day, the Ferrari inspector will come, any time of the day or night. And he will come and he will look for you. And if he finds you wearing that Ferrari sweatshirt, then he will give you the key to a brand new Enzo Ferrari. Gift from Ferrari. As long as he finds you in the sweatshirt, believe me, you will even shower in that sweatshirt. You will not only sleep in it and wake up in it, but even if you go to the toilet, you will wear it, and if you are in the shower also, you will still wear it. Because you want that Ferrari. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if my messenger comes and finds you in that state, then I will not give you a Ferrari, I will give you Jannah. In a state of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies saying La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. So what is the meaning of he will die saying La ilaha illallah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies, who says La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, will enter Jannah. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of La ilaha illallah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ikhlas of La ilaha illallah is that it keeps you away from haram. In Islam, the belief is always linked with the action. There is no belief without action. If there is belief, then that belief has to be visible in action. And that's what I remind myself and you. What will be my state when I die? And that state will be the state in which I choose to live. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live in a state which is pleasing to Him, and to take us when we are doing something which is pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.